Okay, Rabbi Sai. So talk less in Yanim. I spoke last week about, we started talking about the inyan of Avelis with Yomtiv, how Yomtiv is Mevatel Avelis. So a few more things to talk about Avelis of Shabbos and Yomtiv. So Shabbos, we know it's not like Yomtiv. Halacha is Shabbos, Tvarim Shevetzinah are Noheg. However, it's not Mevatel Avelis, and it's Ola for a day of Avelis, one of the 7 days of Shabbos. So the question is, why is this? Why is Shabbos different than Yom Tov? Both Shabbos and Yom Tov, Dvarim Shevetzinah are Noheg, and for Hesia, Avelis is not Noheg. So the Sheiltos, so he says in Teretz, that Shabbos is not a day of Simcha. There's no Simcha on Shabbos, it's just covered in Oneg. And that Shiltos is so too in the Bahag and a number of Rishayim. There's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yerushalmi, it's interesting, says a different Teretz. Yerushalmi says, why is it that Shabbos is not Mevatel Avelis like Yom Tov? And Yerushalmi gives a Teretz because if Shabbos was Mevatel Shiva, we would never have Shiva. Right? We'd never have a full Shiva, because have 7 days, you're always going to have Shabbos. So it's interesting, the Yerushalmi, for some reason the Gaonim didn't take the Yerushalmi, didn't accept the Turkos of Yerushalmi, but the Gaonim, for some reason, didn't take that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a different reason, it just says, yeah, Yenechinami, Shabbos really should be Mevatel Avelis. Happens to be, there's a din, you have to have Shiva, and you won't have Shiva if you don't have Shabbos. There's always going to be a Shabbos in there. Like a sort of a technical Teretz. It has to be that way. But really, Be'etzem, Shabbos, the Yerushalmi seems to say, is like Yom Tov. So a chaver of mine pointed out, Hashem Omer, his name's Eli Duker, so he pointed out that the Yerushalmi could be is L'shitaso, and perhaps the Bible doesn't hold by it. But the Yerushalmi writes the Feirish, that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. It's in, both these Yerushalmis are in Mor Katan, Perikim HaHalacha Hei. Yerushalmi writes, of course, the Pasuk in Mishlei, that Birchas Hashem Hita Asher, Bracha Hashem makes you rich, Velo Yosef Eitziv Iman, with the Bracha Hashem, there shouldn't be any sorrow with it. So it says this song about Shabbos, which is called the Bracha Hashem, and in Mele, there shouldn't be any atzvos on Shabbos. So Yerushalmi says you should have simcha on Shabbos. In Mele, Yerushalmi had to give a different teretz why why Shabbos is not Mevatel Avelis. It's interesting. It could be this comes up somewhere else. It's Machlokes. Could be this Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. There's a well-known Yerushalmi about what to do when Purim falls out on Shabbos, as it does in Eretz Yisrael sometimes. So says the Yerushalmi that you can't have Sudas Purim, Mishtav Simcha of Purim, you can't have it on Shabbos, because as din as Yimei Mishtav Simcha, there has to be days that for Purim you turn the day into Simcha. But Shabbos has a mitzvah simcha min hashamayim, and therefore you can't make it into a day of simcha. Therefore, says the Yerushalmi, you push off Sudas Purim to Sunday. So that's the Yerushalmi that's generally taken lahalacha. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's achronim, a number of achronim who are cholik, and say from the Bavli it's mukach not that way. It's Bavli it's mukach that the Sudas Purim is on Shabbos. So when doctor can in Eretz Yisrael, when it happens, they're knowing to have a mishdeh on Shabbos, and also a mishdeh on Sunday. So could be there's this machlokes here about simcha, if there's this din of simcha on Shabbos. This machlokes is showing him the nusach hatfila, that the Shibboleth Halakha says the nusach that we say on Shabbos is like on Yom Tov, we say the Yisrochu b'chol Yisrael mekad sheishemecha. Whereas Halach is like the Rambam, and the Nusach Rambam, he says that on Shabbos we say Yinuchu v'chol Yisrael mekad sheishemecha. Only on Yom Tov we say Yisrochu, because Shabbos is be'etzem not a din of simcha. Now, let's see the Bavli, yeah. Oh, so that's a big cash. What about Yismach Moshe? So, why do we say Yismach Moshe? I saw Rav Yashar Ber writes in Rishim Shirim and Sukkim Hey, he writes that Yismach Moshe is on Shabbos, but it's dafka on Musaf, because the cover Musaf of Shabbos gives Simcha.
On Shabbos.
What?
That's what Moshe is on Shabbos, huh?
Oh, you asked Yismach Moshe. You're right. It says, I was saying Yismachu Malchuscha. We only say on Musaf. Yismach Moshe, so that's not such a kasha. That says Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelko. Okay, I've been talking about the Luchos. Moshe was happy when he got the Luchos. So I want to tell you something. It's for sure there is, you're supposed to be, there is a happiness on Shabbos, but it's not a happiness of, could be Shabbos makes you happy, but not that, no one's saying every mitzvah you should have simcha, but there's a mitzvah of simcha, so you can say that there's not a Shabbos. You could also say Yismichu b'malchus. Yismichu b'malchuscha, that's what I was hearing in your kasha, because that's the bigger kasha. Yismichu b'malchuscha sounds as a mitzvah to be sameach. Okay? But even that, you could say it's Yismichu b'malchuscha. People on Shabbos, they should be happy with the malchus of Hashem. Should always be happy, right? Always happy with the malchus of Hashem. Shabbos is okay, but as a mitzvah, okay, there's lots to talk about, but Lamaisa, there's a number of Rishonim here who say with favors, there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Okay, you should be happy on Shabbos. I'm just saying, as a mitzvah, that, right, if we're being doicha velus, you need a real mitzvah. It's not enough that it's a very nice day. Right? Okay. So Kitzer, now in the Rishonim, in the Gaonim, so what do they mean? Right, you have to say what they mean, because it's like a point that they're telling us. L'maisa Shabbos Yom Tov, same thing. Avelus v'tzina, no avelus v'farhesia. Yet Shabbos is a day of avelus. Yom Tov doesn't count as a day of avelus. So what do you mean? So, and what do they mean that Shabbos doesn't have simcha? If it doesn't have simcha and one does have simcha, why is the nihug the same? So the chayyur the pshat is, it's just you say the stick, is that Yom Tov is be'etzem a din of simcha. It doesn't count as a day of shiva, because even though you're doing dvarim shiva tzina, it's be'etzem a yom simcha. The day is day of simcha. A person should be happy on Yom Tov. The Iker mitzvah simcha the Rambam says is belit. You should be happy on Yom Tov. Where noheg l'kavod hameis v'tzina some dini avelos, but the Iker day is the day of simcha. Shabbos v'avelos is l'hafach. Shabbos be'etzem is not a day of simcha. Be'etzem, it could have been a din of avelos. But for covered Shabbos, don't actively show your avelos. You show your avelos, it's a lack of covered Shabbos. It's degrading to Shabbos to have avelos before Hashem. But the Yisoyed Hayom L'chor is different, right? L'chayra, I would think, if someone asked me about how a person should feel, on Yom Tov, the etzem a person should feel happy. The etzem he should feel happy. On Shabbos, I would say that the etzem, the etzem of Fila Shultz and the Gaonim, he should feel sad. That's him. Now it's a little funny because the Yerushalmi is not that way. But at least in the Mahalach of these Rishonim, it's also Tosfos by Esam Arukatim, so Be'ikar, a person should not be happy. I think just from what I'm looking around, it seems most Rishonim. L'maisar Nusach is V'nuchu V'yisrael M'kashah Shemekah. It seems the Iker is that it's not a mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. So it's hard to machriya this. Maybe we'll have to maybe cover Shabbos, maybe we should worry about it. But there's definitely room on Shabbos that the a certain level of atzus is there, and therefore that could count as a day of shiva. Now, so too, I would say, right? This is a little bit of chovos levavos. Maybe it's a little hard to say for sure what a person should feel. On second day Yom Tov, the din is that's also Ola as one of the dinim of Shiva. Even though it's also Dvaram Shabbatzin are Noheg. And no Dvaram Shabbatzin. L'chayr, the pshat would be, is also, I would tell you that it's a din of Chovos Levavos, that it's different than a regular Yom Tov. The regular Yom Tov, L'maisa, he's supposed to be happy. Yom Tov Shen Shal Galius. So L'maisa, he has to keep the dinam of Yom Tov because it's a minig avaseinu b'yadeinu. We act as if there's a suffix. L'maisa, it's not Yom Tov. So L'maisa, I would tell you that he could feel sad. And the Chayra, that's why it counts as a day of Shiva. Purim. Now Purim is another interesting day because let's just say first the Shita of the Maram, which is definitely the most accepted of the halacha, at least b'yameinu. The Maram in Rittenberg says that Purim also has this din, like Shabbos, that Zvam Shabbat Sina are knowing, but not Zvam Shabbat Farhesia. But Farhesia, halacha l'maisa, the Aval has a Suda's Purim. He has a Mishnah, he has Shachmanos. But Sina, he has Avelis. So says the Maram in Rittenberg, with a Hesed, he's no Simcha, but it counts as the day of Avelis. It counts as one of the days of Shiva. It's Ola as one of the days of Shiva, and it's not Mavatal Shiva. It is the Sefer Mekutzos, which is supposedly from Rabbi Nochananel, so Taka says that Purim is like a Yom Tov, and it's Mavatal Avelis. But the Maram, he says not that way. He says it's for Hesu, you keep the name Purim, Mishta v'Simcha, but it's all for a day of Shiva. So Chet Shvel, why exactly is that? Why should that be? Why should Shiva? If you're being Noeg, you're not just being Noeg like Shabbos. You're being Noeg Mishta v'Simcha. Right? Shabbos, I told you, okay, Shabbos, there's no Simcha. But Purim is Simcha, Mishta v'Simcha. How can I have Mishta v'Simcha and be a day of Avelis? L'chayu should be like Yom Tov, it's Rabbanan, but Avelis is also the Rabbanan, so we should say that the essay the Rabbim, the mitzvah of Purim is the mitzvah of the Rabbim, it should trump and mevatel the din of the Yachid. Oh, so the Chayot of the Pshat could be, I thought, is that perhaps there's a chilek between the Simcha of Purim and the Simcha of Yom Tov. Okay, I had this vart, and then it was pointed out to me that this is actually a Rav Zsolti, often repeated by Rabbi Sachs. So, and I'm actually also going to quote the Rav Zsolti, maybe not the exact same parts, but okay, so but maybe another part. So I was, but actually you could say that Din of Purim, it's not that Purim, by Purim, it's also a chitzonius, if it's not exactly what you heard from Rav Zsolti, it's because I don't know if everything lines up here. Okay. Well, this is what I thought. I thought the pshat is that the din is, it says in the Megillah, it says that they're yamim of mishtav, v'simcha, v'shalach manos, and v'tzanas levyonim. The Indian is that Purim is a din of pursuing Nisa. There's a nes, we should be a farisee of the nes. The Megillah, the idea is to show it. Right? You read the Megillah's pursuing Nisa, and all the mitzvos are commemorating and showing that there was a nes here. Does the person have to be happy? So on Shal Shugal, we want people to be happy. Hashem wants people to be happy. They're close to Hashem. It should give them a feeling of simcha. Could be Purim would be that way. But in the Maram, Halacha, L'chayr, Purim is not that way. The Pshat is just that it's a mitzvah to show simcha. I have to show it. I have to have a mishnah, and I'm showing it. I'm showing about the amazing thing that happened today. Do I have to be happy the whole day? Say not. You say not. So the Meir, you can say that's why it's Ola for a day of Shiva. He's Bitsina when he's Bitsina and he's sad. But he has a mitzvah. He hears the Megillah and he reenacts to some extent the Yeshua of Purim by acting in a way of Simcha and Mishta. You're not happy, Binyamin. You don't like it that way. Hashkafically, you don't like it that way. So I'll tell you, if you don't like it, it's okay. Rabbi Sefer Mekutzos, Taka says Purim is Mavatal. Oh, wait, how do you want to be
Mechalak? Because
the fact that there's no Kriya Sisi on Purim. Okay, but if there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and, okay, it's Rabbanan, but it's a mitzvah of Simcha, so just like Yom Tov is Mavatal Avelis because of the mitzvah of Simcha, the Rabbim, here also is a mitzvah of Simcha, the Rabbim. It's just the Rabbanan. right?
I guess so.
Okay. I mean, we're saying it's like Shabbos, that it's Ola. Right? Okay. So that could be. Now, the other shita here is the Rambam. So the Rambam, which also seems to be, used to be much more popular in practice, the shita, than now, but the Rambam shita, and that was a minhag for a long time, is that full avelus is noeg on Purim. Full avelus, l'chayra meaning, right, meaning even for Hesa, and l'chayra meaning even to the extent that it's mevatel, the dinus meshta v'simcha, meaning that the avol would not be noeg as sudas Purim. He wouldn't have that. He wouldn't be noeg shalach manos because he's aser in simcha. So the kasha is, we'll see the Rambam, so what's the pshat? We'll see the Rambam, l'maisa, Purim is a mitzvah on the Rabbim, Avelus is a din on the Yachid, so why shouldn't Purim win? Why shouldn't the Mishnah of Purim, why shouldn't it win out over Avelus? Right, they're both Rabbanans. Right? One's the Rabbanan of the Rabbim, one's the personal Rabbanan, let the, not only that, Purim is a mitzvah, Pursumi Nisa, which is such a chashuv a mitzvah. Why is it that Purim loses to Avelus? Right? Pashas is even second day Shiva. Even second day, even though look, it's everyone agrees it's Rabbanan, Afal Pikin, for some reason, it has the power to move a Vatal Purim. How does it do that? Oh, so different terutzim are said. The one that made me happy is what Rav Zsolti said. I don't know if Rav Sack says this part, but Rav Zsolti says a very, I thought it was a very beautiful text. It says like this. What you say that I was saying is that the Etzem of Purim is not a day of Simcha. Purim could be a day of Avelus. Right? It wasn't accepted as a Yomtiv, and therefore it's not a day of Simcha. It's not like Yomtiv, it's a mitzvah to be happy. It could be a day of Avelus, and that's why it counts. But the Rambam went further. The Rambam said it's a day of Avelus, and once it's a day of Avelus, so now we look at it differently. It's not even like Shabbos. There's no Yom Tov there. It's not. It's a day of Avelus. Today it's a regular day of Avelus, and it's unmitigated Avelus. There's no din on the day that it has to. That the day itself is Simcha. It's you have to do a show of Mishteh. You have to have a Mishteh. That's a mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah, read the Megillah, there's a mitzvah of have a mishnah. So now we do it differently. We say he's a 100% an aval. It's not a mixture of a day of avelus, a day of simcha. It's a day of avelus. An aval who has a mitzvah of simcha, let's say there's a mishnah, so we know an aval can't go to a mishnah. Even a beis mishnah, that's a mitzvah. Right? Even if it's his car is getting married, it's a mitzvah for him to go. This simcha is a simcha shel mitzvah. But b'shiva, right? We said in shloshim and yudbeis chodesh is a teirim. But in shiva it's aser. In shiva, it's mevatel a mitzvah of simcha. Limud ha-Torah is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that has simcha, and therefore it's aser to an aval. So in meila we can say like this: Purim be'etzem for an aval is a yom of aval. It has a mitzvah of a mishteh. The mele, it's a mitzvah of a mishteh, avelus is doche the mishteh. Right? If it was nogeir, if it was a day of simcha, it was a yomtiv, then it'd be a day of simcha. So then we'd say, okay, it's not a day of avelus today. But once it's a day of avelus, it's just a mitzvah of mishteh, and mitzvah is einach nam a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is simcha memela avelus is mevatel. Right, tefillin. So tefillin's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So in Mela it's only avelus is only mevatel tefillin on Yom Rishon. But it's a mitzvah of simcha, so we don't do it. So mishnah also, it's a mitzvah of simcha. The day mitzvah atzmo is the day of avelus. In Mela, we're knowing the Rambam holds we're knowing avelus. Okay, so I think emes it's. Yeah, it is a chiddush, right? Not everyone agrees, right? There is a sheet of the Purim Smavato. But, so that's Mahalach. Halacha l'maisa, there's a machlokes about this, right? It's a machlokes machaber, Ramah, and Hilchos Purim. Machaber and Hilchos Purim, not by us. And Avelis, but machaber passing like the Rambam. And many went, like I said, the minig is like the Rambam, the Bach and the Prisha and the Magen, it's quoted by the Magen Avram and the Maril. So it seems like there was a minig like the Rambam. However, the Magen Avram says, since the Ramaz came out and the Ramaz paskins like the Maram, so he says the Olam has started being noeg like the Maram. So it seems like it started. Today, I believe even Sephardim aren't knowing Avelis of Hesia on Purim. Interesting also, we go like the Ramah, Lahalacha. The Ramah writes from the Maran that even Shushan Purim, there's no Avelis of Hesia. So that's like very strange, right? Because Shushan Purim, what's Shushan Purim? I mean, Shushan Purim, and you're not in a walled city. You're in a kfar. You're not in a walled city. And Shushan Purim, so he says, Ramah says that there is no Avelis. So that's very strange. Why on earth should that be? Right? Stav Shushan Purim. So we don't say Tachnon on Shushan Purim, but it's not a to be Mavatal Avelis. So the Chayyad of Shah could be, I thought, is that if you look carefully in the Megillah, it says that Mordechai sent to all of the Medinos that they should keep these mitzvos that these days, they should make these days Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So it says he wrote to all the Medinos that these days should be Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So what do you mean all the Medinos? I mean all the Kfarim, the ears, all the places that don't have walls, so why should they keep both days as Mishta V'Simcha? And I say only one day is Mishta. Only a dollar would be a Mishta. So the chayr I thought you could say is that the Gemara, is an interesting Gemara, the Gemara says Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Yimei Mishta tells you that Purim is Aser B'Tainus, and Simcha tells me that Purim is Aser B'Hespet. So Yimei Mishta V'Simcha means that there has to be on both days. And the Gemara says both days, Shushan Purim is also Aser B'Hespet and Tainus. So the Kibbutz B'Shad is that Shushan Purim, even in New York, Shushan Purim, Be'etzim is a Yom of Mishta V'Simcha. Be'etzim Yom of Mishta V'Simcha. Happens to be that the way we keep the Yimei Mishta V'Simcha is that there's 2 days, Purim is only 2 days, Yudalad and Tesvav, both of them are Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, but the Tzibur is Mekayim, having Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, that's one part of the Tzibur keeps Tesvav, one part keeps Yudalad. Whoever is not keeping the Mishta B'Pol that day, he has a din of Aser B'Hesped and Tainus. He has a din of a little bit, not Mamash Mishta, but he has to eat. He can't have a tainus. So the pshat is that it has to be that there are days of Mishta V'Simcha. So in a chinami, you had your actual Mishta, the party you had on your dalet, but Tesvav is also a day of Simcha. So that's the Ramah. On this point is one of the points that I think a lot of people have a hard time. And the Maisa Halacha, it all depends who you ask. If you look, the Maisa Shushan Purim is a confusing day for Avelim, because some Rabbanim say one way, some say the other way. The best thing to do is to there's not such a problem, is that the Avel sits in the house, and what do? So they sit on a chair instead of sitting on the floor, and otherwise have a regular day of Avelis. Now that emesis, so the Rambam says there's no Avelis in Shushan Purim. But okay, he's sitting on a chair. He's otherwise keeping a velus. So everything else he does, besides just sitting on a chair, it's all not necessarily an iser of. It's not necessarily doing a velus before hesia. But sin, he keeps a velus. So what's he doing? He's in his house. A person in his house sometimes doesn't wear shoes. Or at least they could wear a slipper or something. I don't know. I don't know everyone, but I think a lot of people don't wear shoes at home. So what else? Everything else is basically tzina. The only thing, receiving nichem aveilim is not asr even on yomtiv, right? We know. So lemaisa, the only thing that a person in his own house would do that would actually be avelis for hesia would be sitting on the floor. So l'chayra, he could sit in a chair, and mamela, in that way, that's the most mustaba. There's someone mamish that wants to say, oh, I can't have avelis on shushan purim, I have to be happy, and not knowing avelis at all, so it'd be the most confusing, because what would the person do all day? Like Purim, at least the avel understands what he's doing. Now what is tzina and what's farhesia? As a big shayla. So first, let's just talk a little bit about the chilek here. What does it mean that yom tiv farhesia? There's no avelis, but tzina there is avelis. What does that mean? Right, and how does it even make any sense? Right, it tells us. The Gemara says that Yom Tov is a essay to Rabbim and it wins over the essay to Yachid of Avelis. So what does it mean that, okay, so but private he keeps Avelis, public he keeps, he has Simcha. How does that work? What's the lumbus there? Either Simcha wins or Avelis wins. So this very beautiful Rabbi Chilmi Pariz. So he writes on Daf Yudal, he says the Pshat is that Simchas Yom Tov, when a person's before Hesia, then the Essay to Rabbim is the Iker, and Simcha wins. When a person is in private, so then the Iker is the Din of the Yachid, which is Avelis wins. Because Avelis is the Iker, talks to the Yachid, and Simcha talks to the Rabbim. So when a person's the Rabbim, he's the Simcha. When he's in private, he's in Avelis. So what exactly does that mean? You know, it's so confusing. What exactly does that mean? So I would tell you that, you know, if you look at Rashi Ksav Yad, so he writes in that Gemara that Yom Tov is a Simcha de Rabbim. So Rashi says, Shekol Yisrael Osim Yachad Simchas Yom Tov. What does it mean that Yom Tov Simcha de Rabbim? Right? So I thought maybe it means all of Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah Simcha. So Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. It means that the mitzvah of Simcha is a mitzvah that has to be done by Rabbim. That's what Simcha is. Okay? You know, maybe there are people who could just be in a locked room jumping up and down, smiling and happy. But Simcha be'ikr is a mitzvah of the Rabbim, right? Just the way the Pasuk said. Right? The Pasuk is v'samach v'chagecha, atu v'secha, and your kids, and your avadim, and the levi, and the yosim, and the ger. Everyone, it's the Simchas Achdus. If the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav, he writes that if someone has a Simcha with his house, with his whole house, but he locks the door so Aniyim should come in, he says it's not a Simchas Yom Tov. It's a Simchas Kreso. It's not a Simchas Yom Tov. He doesn't just say you're being Yosi Simchas Yom Tov, you're not being Yosi Tzedakah. He doesn't say you're being Yosi Simchas Yom Tov, but you're not doing the full Kiyam of Simchas Yom Tov. He says, no, you are not being Yotze. It's not Simcha. That's not Simcha. Simcha is with the Rabbim. Avelis is the exact opposite. There's Rashi in the printed Rashi. Printed Rashi, some say Rabbeinu Gershom. But the printed Rashi, the side of the Gemara, he says, Avelis is a essay to Yachid. He quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, Evil Yochid Aselach. You should make a private Evil for yourself. So Avelis is a dinner of Bedafka on Yochid, not the Rabbim. It's not clear what's Rashi saying. So L'chaira, what does he have to even say anything, Rashi? Avelis is a mitzvah. Of course it's not a mitzvah on the Rabbim. Their relatives didn't die. Like, what's Rashi telling you? So L'chaira the Pshat is that the pasuk Rashi is quoting is a very interesting pasuk. It's pasuk in Yirmiyah saying there's going to be a churban, and it says make an aval on the churban because the churban's coming, and the nevuah is being given to Klal Yisrael. Aval pikein is aval yachid. I saw that the sefer of Veshev Hakohen. Veshev Hakohen Simin Sadi Gimel. So he writes there that coming from Rashi, he says Rashi is telling us that even if it wasn't Avelis of the Rabbim, even if the Nasi would die or the Melech would die, and all of Klal Yisrael would have Avelis, Afal Pikein, it would still be Nidche before Yom Tov. Because Avelus is an Avol Yachid. The Etzem Avelus is not to be part of the Tzibur, to be, right? The more a person is alone, the more he's the Avelus. So Mamelon, that's the Pshat. Right? We know Rashi the Fukose says, any, it's not Dome, a mitzvah done by a Yachid to a mitzvah done by the Tzibur. So Melechor, that's the Pshat. When a person is Befarhesia, so the Mela, he's knowing in the Simcha of the Rabbin. Interesting, there's a shayla I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Sefer Tuv Tav Vadas. So here's a chiddush, he just says what's considered to be a rabbin. So he writes that if only one person is there with the Avol in his house, the Avol is still considered to be Betzina. And he brings this from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Abaya visited Rav Yosef when he was in Avelis on Shabbos, and he saw that Rav Yosef was Batifa. He was wrapped up in Atifa, like the din of an Avol. So Abaya said to him, why are you Batifa? Don't you know that Avelus is not Noeg on Shabbos? So Rav Yosef said, no, but Avelus Batzina is Noeg, and that's why I'm wearing the Atifa. So it sounds in the Gemara that he wasn't just the second son who came and taking off the Atifa. So he says it's because one person is still tzina. And also a little bit mashal that way the din of Tashma Shamita, and Avil's also in Tashma Shamita because Zvarim Shevet Tzina are knowing, right? Even though Tashma Shamita is he's together with his wife. But Avil thinking that's considered to be tzina. So the chayr I thought the pshat is because mitzvah the rabbin, you have to have a rabbin. Rabbin, the din is like legabe, the din in tuma. That Safek Tumah versus a Rabbim is Tar. The Gemara says a Rabbim is considered three people. Three people is already a Rabbim, small Rabbim, three is a crowd. So Mela, if there's two people there besides for the Avos, so now there's three people, so once there's three people, they have to be with Simcha. They have to have Simchas Haregel. Now also comes out of this is that the mitzvah of Simcha, the Simcha of a Rabbim, but Avada, the Avol, does have to be part of the Rabbin. It's just that when he's before Hesia, he has Simcha. Now, what if the Avol says, I want to stay home all day and be Bavelis all day? Lock his doors and have a regular day of Bavelis. So it sounds partially that that's not the way it's supposed to be, because the Maisa, there is an Asay de Rabbin. But what's the Asay de Rabbin? The Asay de Rabbin is to be Mesameach, but Tzibur. When you go home, you can be sad again. But he has a mitzvah to go with the Tzibur and to be Besimcha. Could be, we mentioned this, could be the reason why an Avol has to go to Shul on Shabbos. He should go to Shul on Shabbos, because that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of the Rabbin. To be part of the Rabbin. He has to be a part of the Rabbin. It's an interesting shayla. What exactly is included in this? L'chayr, he has to go to the Simcha space of Shoeva. He has to go to any a Simcha for the Yom Tov. This question, what about Talmud Torah? So there's a very interesting Mordechai. The Mordechai here is in Tuf Kuf Vav. So he writes that the Re was matter learning Torah, Talmud Torah on Shabbos. And he says, because that's part of Simcha Shabbos, is Limud HaTorah. Efshar, his idea was, is that Limud HaTorah perhaps, a little bit shver what he's saying. Why should that be? He says it's such a part of Shabbos. You're chayiv in Shabbos. You're chayiv in Simcha Shabbos. And Simcha Shabbos is Limud HaTorah. Efshar, he thought, because I don't know, but he thought that Torah is be'etzem a chelik of Simcha Sarabim of Shabbos. Right? We mentioned that Shabbos is a din, you have to go to the drasha on Shabbos. There's a braisa in Smachos that says that an Avol goes to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. So there is such an idea. Halacha, it's not taken, but Shabbos is definitely not taken. Heter. There is a Pesach Tshuva, though. The Pesach Tshuva is in Shin Sadi Tes Sifkat and Alf. He quotes from Tshuva Das Eish, that he writes that he thinks that a person has to have a part of the Limud HaTorah on Yom Tov. He says, because if not so, it's not Yom Tov. It's not Simchas Yom Tov. That's a complete bittul of Simchas Yom Tov. It's an interesting Yerushalmi that sounds like this. Yerushalmi says that if Abba Bar Mamel said that he wants to be Mavatel Cholamoed, he wants to make Cholamoed Mutter B'Malacha, he thinks that people should go, if he had Koach, he would tell people they should go to work on Yom Tov. On Cholamoed. And he says, why? He says, because the whole reason for Cholamoed is that people should be off from work, so they should be Ochlin V'Shosim U'Smechim V'Oskim B'Tayra. The whole point of Chol HaMoed, giving off, is that people should be able to learn Torah. He says, now, people are ochel v'shosim u'pochsim. They're stop partying and not having the real Sifkas Yom Tov. The real Sifkas Yom Tov is to get to Tzveikis Hashem and Limna Torah. So he says, you know, all these people, they're working, they're lawyers, let them be lawyers, instead of taking off and going to the Yankee game with their kid. Right? That's my addition. So that's the whole point. So in Meila Taina is the Das Eish that if you don't have a Yom Tov, if you don't have the Simcha of Torah, you're really missing the whole essay to Rabbim of Yom Tov. Oh, so not Pashit. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he. A little bit. It is Igros Moshe Yordeach El Dalet Sin Samach Os Dalet. So he does say there's room to rely on this Das Eish. He says he thinks the Iker is to learn. He should learn Torah, but he should learn Hachzavelas, which I was happy to see. There's a Chacham Tzvi says you shouldn't learn Hachzavelas because it makes you sad. Rav Moshe said not that way. So I see a Raya for me, which is that it makes you happy. But if it does make a person sad, he says if you can't do it. Rav Moshe did say there's a tzad of Heter here. I would tell you that the chilek should be between the tzinnin and the farhesia. Meaning to go to a drasha on Yom Tov, I would say that's in line with Avelis. Because that is a chilek of the mitzvah saseh de rabbim of Simchas Yom Tov. In his house, I see more room being machmer on Talmud Torah. Right, and emphasis is without the Das Eish, most posts seem to just ask the Talmud Torah on Yom Tov. It's interesting, I'll just mention, it says Yosef found, Abaye found Rabbi Yosef in his house, and he was walking back and forth in Atifa. And Rava says, it's mutter to be metayel in your house, but ankuli on Shabbos. Ankuli, which is some sort of, something to do with Avelis, either Atifa or ripped clothing. I thought it's a little funny, the Lushan. They say you could be Matayel, right? Matayel, right? Like a Tiyul, like an Israeli going to Tiyul. But Matayel means like hang out. Like a person's Matayel in the Sukkah. The Matayel means to hang out, just hang out. So a person could hang out in his house in Mount Kulia, or he could, you know, if Yosef was walking back and forth in his house with Atifa. Well, what's it telling you that? Why doesn't it just say that he was knowing Atifa? In his house. What does he say? He's walking back and forth, right? The Gemara didn't say extra words, right? Mitayel, well, he should be Mitayel. I thought the Shad is saying he's not learning Torah because he was at home. And Echanan, it could be when he went out, he would have learned Torah. But when he was at home, in his own privacy, it's telling you he was walking back and forth or being Mitayel. Mitayel means hanging out, he's not learning, right? When a person is in the Beis Medrash, then they're Barabim. And they could learn. So that's what that could be, because at then it's a part of the simcha derabim. Okay, now when so maybe just talk about one more inion. I mean, what's farhesia? What exactly is farhesia? Farhesia is something that. Everyone will notice, right? If a person's, when he's in his house, he's knowing Avelis. The exception to Rabban, interesting Rabban, says he doesn't sit on the floor. Right? He brings some the Gemara. The Gemara says, brings a Braisa, that on Erev Shabbos, a person straightens up the bed, but he doesn't sit on them until the night. He points out that there are Maram, who hold that there is a veil from Shabbos. We don't hold that way, but they hold it's completely a veil, even for Hesian Shabbos. Afal Pekin, it's the Feirish in the Breisa that an aval does not sit on the floor on Shabbos. So he says, the pshat is because an aval never does something that's directly against Shabbos. To be mitzar, he says, sit on the floor is tzar. A person can't be mitzar themselves on Shabbos. That's also Shabbos is, can't be mitzar, there's a mitzvah on Shabbos. To not take a shower for Shabbos, even not to be with his wife on Shabbos, so that's not mamash tzar, okay? He's not fulfilling the full kiyum of, perhaps, of Onig Shabbos. Okay, but he's Vavelis. But to be mitzar oneself on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mitzar yourself. Everything else, when he's with private, he keeps Vavelis. When he's in public, he doesn't do things that will, for Hesia, show Vavelis. It's interesting. So the Gemara says, like being Batifa, Atifa's Harosh, or wearing the ripped clothing would be available for Hesia. It's interesting. The Gemara says wearing shoes, he doesn't have to wear shoes on Shabbos because a lot of people don't wear shoes on Shabbos. Right? So be Mehim, there are people who didn't all wear shoes on Shabbos. In the Mela, you didn't have to. Roshonim write be Amenu that everyone outside wears shoes. So when a person goes outside, they have to wear shoes on Shabbos. Right? Same thing we find. Big Day Shabbos. Halach l'maisa chronim say you have to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. The Ramah held you don't have to have Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos because the Ramah held in the Ramah's days not everyone wore Big Day Shabbos. But l'maisa be main everyone wears Big Day Shabbos. You have to wear Big Day Shabbos. There is a interesting Rav Yaakov Emden says a kula. He says a kula that people know about and do, but it's a really, really very strange kula. He writes that if a person has a simcha to go to on Shabbos, right? So someone's having a simcha on Shabbos, even let's say Shalom Zachar, which really means din has a din of simchas mereyes. He says, but there's a hetzer to go. If a person doesn't go, they'll notice. Oh, why is he not here? He mustn't be. He's not here because he's bavelis. So he says, if people will notice that, he's allowed to go to the Simcha on Shabbos. So just mentioned that there's a few things here that I think are very, very problematic just in this hetter. Right? The first is his assumption that if you're at home and not going someplace, that's considered avelis for Ferhesia. So that itself is a bit of a chiddush. The lechur avelis for Ferhesia is the person's the Ferhesia doing something. The person's home, you're going to figure out. Right, it's a little bit based on, I think, a little bit of a misconception that Avelis of Hesi means, ooh, they're going to figure out that he's an Aval. Right? We don't care, we figure it out. Everyone knows he's an Aval. The Shamash announces he's an Aval. But Menachem, it's not the word, it's a secret. He has to keep secret he's an Avelis. So that's not the point. The point is just he shouldn't be misabel among the rabbin. That's what the problem is Avelis of Hesi. And the other thing is the Pella is that we know Allah halachas relak to Ramban that all dinei shloshim are noeg even on Yom Tov. Right? So even on Yom Tov, dinei shloshim are noeg, even though it could be, it'll be noticeable. Right? It doesn't take a haircut for Yom Tov. People say, oh, why doesn't he take a haircut, right? Why didn't he take a haircut? So the answer is because he's be'avelas. Ah, they're going to know he's an avel, who cares? The point is that Sam not taking a haircut is not an active enough act of avelus in order to be asur, to be considered avelus of Hesir on Yom Tov. So the Mela, it's asur. Also interesting, the Gemara says that they're allowed to go barefoot on Yom Tov because some people go barefoot on Yom Tov. Ay, l'chayra, what about if this person has shoes? I understand not everyone has shoes. But this person is a reichman, he has shoes. Why is he walking barefoot? Avad is because of Avelis. But the fact is, since other people are walking barefoot, when Reichman walks barefoot, it doesn't show, it's not like such a demonstration of Avelis. So, that was the chlal, it's not even Avelis. If someone doesn't go to Shalom Zachar, is that Avelis? If a person doesn't take a shower for Shabbos, it's Avelis. Person doesn't go to a simcha. Is he being ma'avel on Shabbos? Who says he has to go to simchas mereis in the first place? It's not a part of covered Shabbos. There's no steer to Shabbos and not going. So I thought that was a very shver kula. Okay, one last inyan. This will be our musayim in this inyan. Okay, last inyan. Just say about hespedim. Okay, hespedim is something very interesting thing that hespedim, the Gemara says in Taf Aleph here, Sprot, that there's no hesped, not always there hesped, and we're told there's no hesped on moed. Gemara and Moed Katsa says there's no hesped on moed. It says that ein manichim esamita berchov on moed, shelo lahargel es hesped. You don't want there to be hesped. It's interesting, in the Gemara, the only time there's no hesped we find is on the moed. Right, there's no hesped, and for a chacham, even on the moed, there is a hesped. It's interesting, that's the only time mentioned. Right, there's no hesped. Megillas Tainus does have a whole list of days, but the Maaseh Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, they were mevatel Megillas Tainus, and the only day there's days that there's no hesped is Chanukah and Purim. Now, there's something here that's always, we'll mention first, there's, in Shulchan Aruch, the only days you'll find listed as no hesped is the Moed, Chol Moed, Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, there could be hespedim. L'maisa the Magen Avram, Tavkuf Mem Zayin, he claims that any day there's no Tzedek Hadin, which is basically any day that there's no tachnun, so too there's no hesped, right? Which knocks out the whole Chodesh Nisan and a good deal of other days. So, and he writes, he also throws in, he says, and even for a Talmud Chacham, he says, we don't have a Talmud Chacham in Zman Hazeh, right? So this is Magen Avraham. It's a big chiddush, a lot of chiddushim here, and many achronim are more makel here. Many take the Magen Avraham at face value. I've seen like people are quite talmid chachamim and not having a spade. He says the hesped, you can't say any shavach about them at the levaya. It's very strange. I thought it's very strange. You know, maybe I'll just start. For instance, in Maramakam, the Taisus in Megillah Daf Hey, Taisus quotes from Rashi saying he thinks that even when we say hesped, there's no hesped on Purim. It doesn't mean that, he says it just means that there's no tachan. He says, Hesped, he says, you shouldn't make it into a Yom Tzar. Sounds like he wasn't bothered by the regular Hesped that we have. Okay. L'maisa, it is accepted, it's generally accepted as at least Chanukah and Purim, there's no Hesped. But on other days, it's absolutely clear from the Gemara that you have Hespedim. The Beis Yosef points out in Archaim Tuf Chaf Tes, he points out that it's the Feirush that in Nisan is Hespedim. You can't tell me that, because the Gemara says that there's lists days in Nisan that there's no hesped because of Megillas Tainus, but the Gemara says, but now we're mevatel Megillas Tainus, so everything's mutter behesped. Right? It says the Gemara says beferish that even the day before and after Yom Tov and Shabbos, the day before and after is mutter. The Gemara says that even after the Mevatel Megillas Tainus, even the day before and after Purim is Mutter. Right? The day before Purim we have Tainus Esther. So these days, the days are Mutter, and even though they're days that are in Nisan. Right? So the Beis Yosef says it's impossible to say, except midin minhag, that there's an Isser of Hesped in Nisan. So the Magen Avraham says it, but the Magen Avraham just means that that's the minhag, that's the way we're noyeg. It doesn't, L'chayr couldn't be medin. What's a pella to me is that not having a hesped is a real din. And not having tachan is not so serious. The ikir tachan is a minhag. The Rambam actually says that even tachan is a mitzvah. But hesped is a real din, right? The Rambam says about a hesped, it says, kolam sa'atzal, the spedel shall adam kasher. He should be, what is it? It's something like he should be buried alive. It's something terrible. It's a very serious thing, hesped, right? It's a din that's in the Torah. It could be a din deraisa. It's a serious thing, hesped. How is tam a vatal because a minhag? And not only that, what do you mean it's a minhag? The Gemara is the favorite that you do give a hesped. So what's your minhag? Okay. Binkach, that's the minhag, but I will tell you is there's a lot of very powerful heterim, or sachronim, who say there's ways of like getting somewhat less interesting. First of all, what he says about Talmud Chacham, we don't have Talmud Chacham as manazeh, right? So right, we already mentioned that there are those who lahalacha. It's assumed that Agadah Hadar, even on Chol HaMoed, they would give a hasver to. But besides for that, the Primi Gadim, other chronim, but it's a Primi Gadim in Archaim Simon Tov Chaf. So he writes that even if you're going to go like the Magen Avraham and say we don't have a Chacham, but that's dafka for the Moed. The Moed is very serious. It's a Mitzvah Simcha Dereisa. But on Rosh Chodesh, and certainly any other day, we would say we do have Talmid Chachamim Zman Hazeh. Right? Kol Shekein Nisan is just a minug, so a Talmid Chacham. You know, Talmid Chacham, for some reason, Lagabe Din of Kriya and Talmid Chacham were extremely machmer. We're extremely limiting what's a Talmid Chacham. But the Iker, Talmid Chacham in Chazal, is not such an extreme definition. Right? It's borrowed for that din of chacham, the din that a person can't be a parnas on a tzibra unless they know kol Torah kula, unless they could be meshiv in kol. But normally it's not the din of Talmud chacham. I saw in Rav Sternbach, Shuvas van Hagos Chelik Bei Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Hei. So he writes the other anyone who is a Talmud Chacham, just in the way you stand up for him, a person who knows more Torah than the Hamonam, that people who stand up, that's really called a Talmud Chacham. The other big kula is the Noed Yehuda. This is Noed Yehuda in the Drushe Tzlach, Drush Lamed Aleph. The Noed Yehuda, he says, not like the Magen Avraham, he says, stop praising a person by the Levi, he says, he thinks that's the Chlal Nat in the Isser of Hesped. He said, Hesped is making people cry. Like the Gemara says in Brach Safav, it says, Agra despeda deluyi. It's making people cry. I'm trying to make people cry. But saying a person Shevach, he doesn't think that's a Hesped. So by the Moed, by the day that's Mamish, the Feirish, it's Aser in or even Chanuk and Purim. These are a fairish asr and hesped, so I wouldn't hear that. But lemaisa on these days that ain't, there's no tachlin, that it's really just a minug, so l'chayra, good reason to be maker like that. Right, you know, my feeling is that the minug is very I don't know if you say machmer. People really in Nisan, you really want to hear any hesbedim. The emes is it's a chumra that's really a kula because you know it's very it's the cover of the mace. You know the mace is who says the mace is mochel for this minhag, right? It's a real right? It's considered a very serious thing. It's someone who dies without a hesed, it's a big kapara for the mace, because you see it gives real tsar to the mace. You're being with tsar the mace, so you want to know it's really you have to do it. Okay, Rabbi, say thank you so much, everybody. And Baruch Hashem, next man, we have a shiur tomorrow. Next week, maybe depends who you ask. If you ask me, definitely if you're needed at home, so you don't have to come. If you're not needed at home, of course you have to come every day. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Chag Kashrus Sameach to everyone. And Thank you.